What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this last day of 2025. And the everything is already different. Man. We ain't even hit the new year yet. We got, this is like, I'm trying to think of what version is this. Is this,
horns.
Is this like when Eddie Kendricks came back to the Temptations? With our producer?
Oh, yeah, man.
We got Eddie Kendricks back. We got
David Ruffin.
We got David Ruffin back.
We got it right there, man. We got Garrett, man.
Garrett has decided to
change
up.
Man, it has been a minute.
The James Brown.
That's all right, man. Morning.
Hey, man. I feel like I got to already hit the Google machine here. Beautiful morning.
Hang on. I didn't have a city ready there. Let me choose a city. Hey, Garrett, give me a city that you like. You want to give a shout-out to this morning.
Ooh.
As we come back here.
How about the beautiful city of Carrollton?
All right. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all out in Carrollton. I knew somebody from
the alma mater.
Yeah. I knew somebody from out there that used to call that place Cowtown. Is that right?
Cowtown?
Yeah. Well, or maybe I'm thinking of the other one that starts with a C. Carrollton. Well, it's Carrollton, and then there's... No, they wouldn't do it in Covington.
No?
No.
Would it be Coweta?
No. No, this was
County.
Actual town. This was
actual somebody town. Okay.
Who was out there for that. Anyway,
hey.
Man.
Man, we are here in the last day of the year.
Yes, we are.
We've made it to the last day. I mean, the complete calendar. And, this is it. We're here.
Yeah, and this is what we do. We want to thank you guys for letting us be a part over Christmas of your mornings. Now we're going to be here this morning, and we're going to be here again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we will.
Garrett is with us this morning.
Yeah,
Noel
man.
Will be back tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, it's we like coming in here. And as you like to say, we ain't going to mess nothing up.
No, man. We want to make sure everything is just the way with it. We want to be invited back.
Just the way. So we're going to run through some things here. Garrett does not know how much he's going to be incorporated into the show, but he will be. By the way, how have you been? How was your Christmas?
It was wonderful, man. I got to go down to the Pop-Tart Bowl. Dude, it was so great.
You got to go where?
The Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah, man. He's up with
Georgia
Tech.
Oh, I know about it, but
yeah,
I...
Yeah, buddy. Down in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
Well, is Ybor City still a thing in the... And, no, that's Tampa.
It's Tampa.
Yeah. This is the tourist trap capital of the world.
Yeah.
City of Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, the mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mouse.
I haven't been down there.
No, it was a great time. We went down on Christmas Day. So it was my first Christmas with my fiance.
Okay.
She generally would go back home, and I would stay back and take care of the pups. And because my family's all here, so it's... And so I would,
when you say back to where?
Pennsylvania.
Oh.
What, yeah. What part?
Carlisle, Pennsylvania, outside of Harrisburg.
I know. Out to Harrisburg. I served a sentence in Harrisburg.
Yeah, buddy. There,
I have no idea what part of the state that's in.
Middle,
I've heard of it.
Right in the middle.
I don't
right
know.
Literally smack dab in the
right
middle.
Right in the middle.
It's on the Pennsylvania, the Turnpike.
Yeah.
So where's her allegiance lie sports-wise?
Oh, she's a Steeler.
Okay. Really?
She's a Steeler.
Because you're in the middle. Like you got Pittsburgh one way, you got Philly going the other.
Yeah, her dad's from Pittsburgh and grew up in that area. And then so she has her allegiance there, and she's a bigger Eagles hater than I am. Which
is that possible?
Right there,
yeah,
man.
I guess. But no, but it was our first Christmas together, and naturally we spent it in the car going to my place of work. Such is the way of things. This is the life of a man in sports.
Yes.
But we went down there. She found a ticket that was like $30 or so because the game was on Saturday. We had availability media stuff on Friday.
Yeah.
And then she found a ticket. Obviously, I'm doing my job media stuff, and then she got to hang out with a bunch of Pop-Tarts running around a field. And she had a Pop-Tart proposed
when you hear
to
that
her.
Out loud.
A Pop-Tart proposed to her with a Pop-Tart.
Real? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
And I'm like, two engagements in 1 year, that's pretty impressive.
That is.
That's pretty impressive.
And which one did she say yes to?
Both. She said the Pop-Tart was delicious.
But
the Pop-Tart's like grunting and making noises too. It's just like, it's very strange. But I loved the Pop-Tart Bowl, and it was a blast, and we got to do that, and... We came back on Monday, got back just in time to for me to continue working.
That's where I saw him.
Monday Night Football, man. Yeah, buddy. And the Falcons get a massive win there.
What do we do? You know, when you talk about that game, and we're going to get into this, and we might as well do it right now.
Why not?
It made me mad. In a way, I mean, it was frustrating because you saw what could have been. You didn't have that. You didn't have that feeling awash about you on that day watching that game.
It was a massive point of contention, I would say. I mean, this team was, what, 3-7? And then all of a sudden they're effectively eliminated from the postseason, and then they got eliminated officially a few weeks after that. The odds that they made the postseason slipped down to, like, I don't know, it was like 2% or something, and then they just continued to lose. And they've been 4-2 since, 3-0 in games,
you know what I mean?
And since being eliminated. And, yeah, it is frustrating. It's very frustrating. And I think there is a very reasonable line of thinking that I have slowly been coming to terms with.
Okay.
That if Kirk Cousins was the starting quarterback starting in week one, the Falcons would be in the postseason.
Assuming he stayed healthy.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. If he was ready to go.
Health notwithstanding.
What has he then done to Kyle Pitts that Michael Penix could not do? Or what is it that
that's the thing that's driving me
more crazy than anything. It's not the wins, and while that is enough to make you want to walk into traffic, it's this dude just landing here from Neptune, all of a sudden becoming that player that folks thought he was going to be from season one.
I don't think he was a massive part of the offense and the game plan just in general until Drake London goes down and there's no real other option. Like, you have, I mean, Bijan Robinson, I talked about in the hometown take that he needs to be offensive player of the year, and I pounded the table for that, and I'll continue to pound the table for that. But they didn't have any other options because Darnell Mooney and David Sills, all due respect, have not been that guy. Like, you're not that guy.
Ray went away.
And Ray's been absent, AWOL, for now several months. And they didn't have any other options. And then all of a sudden they were like, wait a second, we have this unicorn tight end who's, we hear, is pretty good. And then they started throwing him the ball. And look, Kirk Cousins has done, it's not a stat thing either. When I made the comment that I just did, this is not a stats thing. Because you can throw in, oh, we only had like 140 yards or whatever in the game against the Rams. Oh, well, he's not throwing for over 200 or whatever. It's not about the yards. It's about the stability. It's about making the proper decision. It's about maintaining your composure in a pocket that's collapsing. He had a moment in the Rams game where he has a completion across the middle of the field off of a pocket that it's pinched, and he has to like squeeze in and throw a ball over the middle of the field. That's a professional football play. That's a professional quarterback play. And I'm not saying that Michael Penix can't make those throws, but I am saying that Kirk Cousins gives you a higher floor than Penix did. Penix certainly has all the potential in the world. He can go be a Matthew Stafford-level quarterback as far as arm talent is concerned. But Kirk Cousins, for what this team needed, I think he might have given you a better edge in the first half of the season.
We have been talking throughout this season about contracts that are ending, and while you see certain types of play from certain players, this is synonymous with sports.
Oh yeah,
all the time. And you got a couple guys here that are in that position. That's the conversation surrounding Kyle Pitts from time to time. You can also ask out loud if you believe whether or not Kirk Cousins was playing for his next team. You can ask that now, because most people would believe he wasn't going to be here. He's going to be released. Does that conversation switch? And by the way, the 400-pound gorilla's in the room. We already know that the team went out and got this outside entity looking at what they should do next. This firm that's going to be assessing, well, Mr. Blank and everybody, we think you should do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So you really don't know who's going to be making the decisions about what happens next. All I know is at the end of the day, you got this game tomorrow, I mean, on Sunday with the Saints. That really could have some effect. You got what's going on with Tampa Bay and Carolina.
In Carolina, right? Well, here's the deal. You have a chance to finish three
You're not going to get to the playoffs.
Now, they don't get the playoffs, but you get a chance to have the same record as other two teams. And you get there. I mean, if there's any consolation.
What did I say last week about Baker Mayfield? All he had to do was win last week. What did I say about that? That dude and the whole program in Oklahoma. I don't trust now one of them. Never. I ain't putting no money on them dudes. And listen, He's had a great turnaround. He's in a great landing spot.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that this is a regular season, a great regular season quarterback. And there's baseball players like that. There's football players like that who get it done regular season. They get to the playoffs. Something happens. That's well, not necessarily always their
him,
fault.
Though.
I'm saying it's not necessarily their fault.
To me, the whole team has to be wired for move forward. So that's the other part of it, too. Does he have what he needs to move forward, you know, with that team? And right now, consider what else is in the NFC. Nah. But he has enough to get where he has to go as far as his division goes. We'll see.
We are a couple minutes from when we should break, and I don't want to get Garrett started late. But we haven't done our story of the week.
Okay.
And even though this is just Wednesday, we haven't been here in a few, so I wanted to see if we can get that on. But I tell you what, let's save that for the next segment where we really do a deep dive into college football of the games that are going on today. And then you got, not just the bowl games, but there's other games going on that are kind of interesting to watch, and we're going to talk about this. This is a great time of year.
Oh, yeah.
It really, as frustrating as some of these programs that you've hitched your wagon to are, it's still a wonderful time of year. And it just seems like, do you feel like you wake up every day wondering, is there a game on? There's no other time of year that you do that.
Right.
Right now.
Well, this time of year, you know there's a game on.
Right. There's some kind of game
there's
on where you can watch.
There's a game going on someplace. that's the thing. Is it a good one, a big one? And that's kind of what the folks, the four-letter, network folks have in mind. We're going to just put something on that'll be on the background. Wherever you go, you're going over to a friend's house, going out to get something to eat, wherever you're going, game's going to be on in the background.
By the way, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, man.
Have we given a little bit of love and thrown the flowers to an ex-coworker of ours who got herself a pretty good gig?
Who's that?
L. Duncan.
Oh. We can always do that for L.
Okay, yeah. Congratulations.
We can always do that.
I mean, it's been a minute. She's got the job, but she's going to be over there anchoring Netflix sports division.
Yeah, yep. So, as they get more and more things that you're going to have to shell out
pay for?
To watch.
Hey, it's life in 2026. So get used to it. Along with this college football deep dive we're going to do here in a minute, also going to talk about some things just New Year's Eve related. New Year's, this is an amateur day. I know a lot of the people who listen to us on the weekends are sick of me saying this, but we got a new audience now.
We're in for the morning shift.
And I got to let you know about the amateur nights of the year. There's eight of them. And tonight is the granddaddy of them all. New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day, Cinco de Mayo, the three summer holidays, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Halloween night.
Yep.
And I skipped over
and Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, that's seven. Mm-hmm. Which one did I miss? Tonight?
St. Patrick's Day?
St. Patrick's Day.
There we go.
So, anyway, those are the nights that people who don't normally drink and drive are out drinking and driving. So, tonight, like I said, is one of them. Be very, very careful out there. And you can't get in front of a TV this afternoon. And you ain't feeling college football games or the bowl games. Maybe your program's not going. We got basketball for you. The Hawks are taking on Minnesota. Ant-Man and those boys.
Ant-Man in town.
And we're going to have that game for you. 3 o'clock tip, 2:30 pregame show. Anyway, it is Sam and Greg on this New Year's Eve, 31st day of December. Thank you for letting us be a part of it as we sit in for the morning shift. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg. We are in for the morning shift on this 31st day of December. You know what? Saw Bob Seger the other day.
Did you?
There's the little tour going on. Tarek Skubal, pitcher for the Tigers, he's been like making the rounds because they're trying to sign this dude.
Okay.
So he shows up, Barry Sanders at Lions game. He's out at a Red Wings game with the boys.
Okay.
He's at, with Cal up in there, a Pistons game. He's making the rounds, and so he was at some event where he was there with Bob Seger.
Okay,
so
that's a good thing.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see if it works.
Do the Braves need him? Want him? Trying for him? He's going to be a free agent next season. This is an early attempt at them trying to get them to re-sign up there in Detroit. But if he hits the free agent market, ooh, man.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing with pitchers, though. As opposed to position players, how many of these guys that have scored big money-wise and then have produced? Now, other than Ichiro, this dude from the Dodgers.
Yep.
Okay. But past, and I can't, Garrett would know. What's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, the last person I was thinking of was Garrett Cole.
Okay.
For the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
who got big money and got a chance to show why he got that big money in the World Series, and nothing. So that's always kind of a hit or miss when it comes to pitchers. Anyway.
That's true.
Yeah. Sam Gregg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Had that come back with a little Michigan something because we're getting ready for this Texas-Michigan game. Not the bowl game, not the big one. That's tonight. Michigan's the opening act for Ohio State, which I'm sure sits well with those folks in Ann Arbor. But the quarterfinals start later on. You got Miami at Ohio State. But before that, we were talking earlier about some of these games that are being played. And first of all, you got to get the Tony Tiger. Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
Yep.
When did Snoop's Bowl get already had? Did
already had that. Arizona. Oh, Arizona Bowl. Already had that one.
So you've got the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl. And then you've got the Citrus Bowl, which is what I was alluding to, Michigan and Texas. After that, and the irony again is thick. You can cut it with a butter knife. Following the Michigan-Texas matchup, you've got Nebraska at Utah. The Utah coach now.
Yeah,
Michigan.
Right.
So I'm just saying, it's a little crazy. But you got to talking about this matchup at 3 o'clock that kicks off, and the wonder still surrounding the Texas program and what Arch Manning was supposed to be this year and the program. And
now the backstory with the Michigan program and how they respond to all that has gone on with them since the season has ended. So there's a lot of curiosity about this one. Of all the other games and of the games that remain, there are a lot of people that are watching this one because of what those teams could have been or what people, some of those programs possibility of doing. But also, the things that have come undone with those two, both of them, things that,
I this is where I think you and I differ because I don't think that Kyle Whittingham has got to deal with the other stuff having to do with the Sherrod Moore firing. That all the personal stuff, all the stuff that happened outside of, off school campus.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff that got him locked up. The coach of the team doesn't have to worry about that. They don't want him to worry about that. This dude who I have been hearing from people who follow this program talk about Ward Emanuel, the AD, who's really looking over his shoulder. Because that was his watch when all that stuff happened with Harbaugh and the NCAA, and now this continues. So they're wondering, if you want to stay, you fix this. And we're going to see how this plays out.
Nothing fixes into like winning.
Well, that's true.
Winning fixes everything.
But right now, everybody's sitting around. And this win, if they win and they beat Texas today, that won't really count. They're talking about next year.
Right.
They're talking about what you do against Ohio State moving
forward. But it will be – you watch to see just how the program responds, how the players respond. Mm-hmm. If they're able to put the blinders on, so to speak, like you do a racehorse, and don't look from side to side, but keep focused. I think that's what we're going to be watching today to see if this Michigan team has been able to shut out all the noise and if they can still go out there and play this game today. So I think a lot of people will be watching it for a number of reasons.
Right.
But, to me, that's a big one.
Now, the importance of Texas, though, we put Michigan aside, that whole story thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, once again, an opportunity to show Arch? You got to see me a little bit at the end of the season, he's saying, and I showed out a little bit, but this is a meaningless bowl game as far as the playoffs. Give them if there's a program that doesn't need a big check, it's Texas.
Yeah.
Right? But they're gonna get one because of this. Where do you fall as far as what you expect to see or want to see from this guy today in this offense? Texas.
You want to see him go out and play the way people expected him to play? I think there is a lot on the line for Texas today.
Why?
Because of who they're playing. They're not in the playoff, but, they're showing and they're going against a program that is formidable.
But it's wounded.
I realize that, but they know the eyes will be on them today. And so because the eyes will be on them, you want to go out and you want to show. Also, there's this recruit thing that's happening, too. And I think Sarkisian made a comment about that this week, that you're trying to prepare for a bowl game while you're still spending time calling recruits,
mm-hmm.
you know, seeing what people are. You know, you're still recruiting the guys that are on your team to make sure they stay put. I mean, that's the whole mess of the thing when you talk about where these games land right now. It's kind of unfair to the coaches that are still, you know, because the guys who are not playing right now, they got time to do that. You know, so you almost, you, it was only hate to use the old phrase, punished for being good.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you're there and you get a chance to play for this big, you know, prize, the national championship, or you're in this high-profile bowl game, while guys who are not are able to, you know, kind of set their sights and spend a little more time, put a little more effort into players that they may want in the portal. The portal is packed right now.
So how long we got to wait for this thing to change and the new rules instituted for the change? We realize that we got to sit on the 12-team playoff, which is a whole nother discussion. But as far as how things are conducted,
We've tried to move it, and we tried to make it, you know, reduce the number of windows for transfer portals. When you make your decision, make your decision. Because that's the thing. When you're able to go further and further into the year and still do that type thing, that's something that they've taken off the board and tried to make it all fit into a time around the bowl game, around the end of the high school season, around the end of the college season, where you can have the portal move around at the same time. You got teams that are still playing, though. And, I mean, that's the difficult thing. You know, about how you cure that, you know, I don't know, because you got coaches moving, you know, right? And when coaches are moving, I mean, think about players from Ole Miss, while they have a game to play, maybe looking at the chance of rejoining their former coach at LSU. That's a backdrop. That's all happening right now. I don't know how you cure it. You know, right? I think a lot of people are wondering about that. So how do you? I don't know.
You don't.
You know?
This is, Sam, I'm gonna say this. You don't. All we can do is sit and complain about it, because we really have no control. We, meaning the people who are running sports on the college level, they aren't the ones who are really running this. You know who's in charge of this? It's the academic departments. That's the calendar that needs to be altered so sports can then work with these universities and then recalibrate how they go about getting these guys out of the portal or going into the portal or whatever. That's the issue. It's when finals are being taken. It's when these guys have to actually crack the books and take these tests. And the academic departments don't seem all that, you know, much in a hurry to work with the athletic departments, even though.
Well, I think of the major programs that they are, because they realize the importance of having that.
But you can't have one without the. I mean, you can't have one or two programs, because if it's Texas, we'll mention these two big ones, Texas and Michigan. Okay, well, they get to their academic department and they move things around. Well, they can't be the only two to do that. But at the end of the day, we know this is really the issue. And until they do away with tests and finals and all of that stuff.
They're not going to do away with that.
Exactly.
That's not going
to happen. This is going to be an issue, because these guys all want to grow the sport. And by the way, we also know that somebody's going to have to make sure that whatever happens 2-3 years down the road with this, the situation we're in right now is because certain people are getting financially taken care of.
Yep.
All right. They're going to make sure they got theirs. Okay, so I'll okay this 12-team playoff. But whatever happens next, that's also a part of it.
Yeah. Other thing that's at work with this Michigan-Texas game is SEC against Big Ten. And there have been a number of games where you have those conferences. The other game that's happening today, Iowa is playing Vanderbilt, SEC against Big Ten. You had one last night, Tennessee against Illinois. Illinois, those old crazy guys from Champaign-Urbana, beat Tennessee in Nashville.
Yep.
30-28 in the Music City Bowl. That's not a little... That's a sour note.
Yeah.
They're on the right on the banks of the Cumberland River. so I mean, we watch to see, because a lot of people talking about the two conferences when they go head-to-head, and that's another thing that this Michigan-Texas game allows to happen. Also kicking in that conversation, right?
Well, what about Big Ten and ACC? Because let's talk about the big one tonight, the quarterfinal matchup, Miami versus Ohio State. That kicks off at 7:30, 8 o'clock or so tonight. The first of the four quarterfinal matchups. I'm surprised they're only doing one, though, tonight. Today. I mean, you get two today, two tomorrow, you would think. But now they're going to jam three in tomorrow.
Yep.
And so you get this one tonight.
They're gonna keep you reclined to your, attached to your seat for viewing tomorrow. While you have your black-eyed peas and greens or whatever you like to have.
Did you get yours already?
No,
see, now that you said it, folks are going to be running to the store and snatch them off the shelves. I got mine a week or so ago. Garrett, get yours?
Oh, yeah. No, it's Andy's first time with black-eyed peas.
Really?
We got to soften it up. Chop up some little ham nuggets in there.
We got them. Oh, no, we got them.
Come
on now.
And listen, if you really want to take her there, get some cornbread, too, to have with them.
You know what I mean?
We do have some cornbread.
You got it ready.
We got the good stuff, man. Come on now.
You got it ready. You got it
I'm from the great state of Georgia. She's going to learn today.
We're talking about.
Nice.
We're still talking about Black Eyed Peas, right?
Outstanding.
Hey, Garrett, while I got you here, can you tell everybody who we're going to hear from at 8 o'clock straight up?
Oh, the father of Philip Luxenkirchen, Mike Luxenkirchen. Mm-hmm. Of course, he played for the Auburn Tigers. They won a national title, had one of the greatest comebacks, and Luxenkirchen had a great call. I remember it was a fullback taking out the left side and scores a touchdown. It was against, I believe, Alabama in the Iron Bowl.
Yep.
And it was capped off an incredible comeback win. But Mike Luxenkirchen, he is the father of Philip Luxenkirchen, who lost his life in a drunk driving accident. So he's has a great program that he runs and just educating folks on the importance of staying off the roads when you have been drinking. And drinking and driving, it has consequences and terrible things can happen. And he'll be joining us at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Philip, a proud of Lassiter High School. The folks out there are all very, very proud to remember him there.
And we should tell everybody that you just heard that from the guy who is in the Georgia Highway PSA commercials.
Yep.
When they bring the four states together, Georgia, Tennessee, and whoever the other two are. But they show the guy driving very responsibly in the commercial. That is Garrett.
That is Garrett.
So Garrett's in those commercials, you see him. So anyway, that is all coming up at 8 o'clock. Going to talk a little New Year's Eve and some of the teams, some of the players that touched us this past year. Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally, top of the hour. Joe Patrick is going to come in here and talk Falcons and NFL. We are just getting started on this 31st day of December. In for the morning shift, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk every week. I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What does it mean, Sam, when you hear this song? Take your behind home. Get up out of here. It's hotel motel time. Leave the club.
Last call for alcohol.
Yep. There's some other phrases.
You ain't got to go home, but you got to.
You got to get up out of here. I got a couple other hotel motel
from
phrases.
From the movie Thank God It's Friday.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know why we're throwing some Donna on here.
Okay.
We lost her in 12, but it would have been her birthday today.
Okay.
I like the timing. Walked it right up to it.
Right. There we go. How about that?
It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, in for the morning shift on this 31st day of December. Look, I've seen some documentaries on her. She didn't get her due for being as, not just the talent part of it, but she is a very, very blessed woman. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, Mr. Crenshaw is going to let you know what's going on locally. Joe Patrick.
I like where you put that.
You like that?
I like that. Yeah. Nice way of putting
it. Joe Patrick. And I got a Cassie call to let you know how you could find some money flying through the air in 2026. I hit the set again on the 9th of January for a show that we had on Casting Call. All the Sinners Bleed.
Okay.
That's the name of the show over on Netflix. So we're going to get back to that. Anyway, this was a segment we were going to talk about, just recapping this year. Not so much a best of or your top stories or what of the year. Give me your top five. Just overall.
We talk about some of that. I got a couple of high school things to throw out because I was out of the tournament yesterday. A little bit of that, and then a couple of birthdays from yesterday.
Okay, you want to save the high school stuff till 7? Because it's local.
Okay. All right.
Go ahead. But give me the birthdays you were talking about.
Of course, birthdays were yesterday. One was Sandy Koufax.
Sandy Koufax.
You know what I mean?
The baseball enigma.
And well, I mean, not just the baseball enigma, but as we always talk about the guys whose highlights start in black and white
yeah,
and go to color.
We do that. Mm-hmm.
As we go along, he's one of those guys that's still with us whose highlight reel starts in black and white and goes to color. We get with he and like Richard Petty. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we have fewer and fewer of those guys, and he's one. The black and white film of him pitching for the Dodgers in the L.A. Coliseum before
right.
Dodger Stadium was done, right?
Right.
And so he's one of those guys. The other guy is a guy that turned 50 yesterday.
Oh, and the senior tour is waiting for him.
You know, Eldrick Tiger Woods turned 50 years old yesterday. And I always tell this because a lot of parents who are listening, and we know people love to live vicariously through their children, and so they tell them certain sports to play. We're getting ready to see people pay big money to see a 50-year-old person compete in something.
Yep.
Let me tell you, nobody pays money to see a 50-year-old do anything, and not with an expectation. You know, I mean, I don't count Mike Tyson getting back in the ring.
I got to disagree with you on one person. Because the same thing happened when Jack got to the tour.
Well, Jack wasn't going to play. At first, Jack was saying, I've been beating those guys. I'm not going to do it. And eventually, mm-hmm. they lured him out to come out and play. Jack's intention was to not play the over 50 tour. But when he comes out, he came out there and obviously made the prize money go up. Tiger Woods is going to make the prize money go up on this tour.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, and I don't know how often he's going to play. Right now, he's set to play the indoor golf that he played, you know, last year. Mm-hmm. They're thinking he may show up for that sometime this month. I think the 13th, I think, he may show up and play. So, I mean, we'll watch to see what happens with that. I mean, you don't have to walk a course. I mean, you're inside an arena, and you're chipping and putting and doing whatever as far as that goes. But still, everything is just tentative as far as his schedule goes, you know, as far as his health and his return from the Achilles surgery that he's had. So, but you know, like I said, what else will anybody pay to see a 50-year-old play? And that's the thing. You know, you won't in anything else. So why wouldn't you put a club in your kid's hand to see if they can do it, he or she can do it, you know? Because when I say that at school, and I said, I know what you guys like to play, but guess what? You can play this into your 70s, and people will buy tickets to come and see you play. And there's no other sport that people will pay to see somebody that age play.
Bowling.
You know, bowling.
Bowling.
Do people ask to buy tickets to go watch bowling?
Dude, you never been to Reno, have you?
Well, that's one time. That's
no,
one
no,
spot.
I'm just saying. There is Reno. I realize, when I was in Reno,
yeah.
I saw the expanse.
You won't see the 50s and someone's 50s in their prime doing. No, they're me, younger guys
me,
doing
it
now.
This. I'm saying. Yeah. That, what you call it, Weber. The Pete Weber, when he was doing it. And he's still doing it. My point is they're not household names. Mm. But I learned this when I went to Reno. That's like the Bowling Hall of Fame. But then they showed the tours. And the cities that these guys go to on a regular basis, there's a whole lot of tours doing some things throughout the course of the year that
yeah.
we don't follow,
oh, yeah.
that we don't know, Monster sponsor them or this energy drink. And it's crazy the amount of people that show up at these things.
Yeah.
So that's just.
You remember that?
That's Garrett at work.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
But you see what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bowling.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do it drinking too. So,
well,
but
I
you
don't know
slept.
People admit on that.
You slept on the people who celebrated a birthday yesterday. That's one of those days. Like February 17th is
right.
the other one. But this one, okay. You talked about Sandy Koufax. You skipped over Rudyard Kipling. I always have a hard time saying his
yep,
first name.
Yeah, first name.
Rudyard.
Easy.
Ard.
Yeah,
Kipling.
Thank you.
You got him. You got Sandy Koufax, who you mentioned. Bo Diddley.
Okay.
Birthday. Sandy Koufax. Let's see here. Davy Jones. By the way, when we come back, our next one, we get the Monkees, I'm a Believer. There's a reason for that, too. So you got Davy Jones, who made David Bowie change his name.
Ah.
That's the story. You know, the showbiz story where there's already a David Jones listed. So I'm sorry, sir. You have to change
your
name.
David Jones.
And he became David Bowie. So you got those two birthdays. Mark Pompeo. Geez, I know it's his birthday. All right. So you got those guys. There's so many you got to switch over to number two. Okay. Tiger turns 50. I believe there's a basketball player whose birthday is yesterday, turned 41. LeBron.
Okay.
So you got that. You got Al Goulding. You got some other folks you never heard of. But I'm just saying, there's a lot of people. December 30th. And February 17th is the other, as far as sports people. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I got to ask you again. So this past year, when you just kind of gloss over the things that happened that will stay with you when you look back, and for me, there were three things, one of which you will be surprised that I bring up, but it's about not that it happened, but it's about what's going to happen next. We got a rivalry in tennis. That's for you, Sam. There's a rivalry. Looks like, as long as these guys stay healthy, Alcaraz Center is going to be around for a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll take the place of Federer Nadal.
We'll see if it happens enough in the final rounds of some of the major championships. Of course, everybody's heading for Australia right now to get things started for the season. I'm watching to see when our homeboy is going to be able to break through, when Ben Shelton can break through against one of them. He's knocking on the door. And, you know, we want to see if he gets through. I'm hoping that this year at some tournament we will see Ben Shelton break through against one of these players. It would be great to see him become a third wheel in that.
And the other one is the yin and the yang of dynasties. One on the way out, and that's the Kansas City Chiefs. And we will see whatever announcement Kelsey's going to make. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes is out for a while, and they had a nice run. Golden State had a nice run for a little while in basketball. Kansas City had a nice run. But it's done. All right, so we're looking forward to seeing what's next. I don't know if there's going to be a dynasty next, but their dynasty, so-called dynasty, is done. But the one I'm really looking forward to, because there's no you-know-whats on this team. There's no Draymonds. There's no so-and-sos. And that's Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
And what they could be moving forward. Very likable people. They remind me.
And they seem to have a good locker room.
They have a good locker room.
Yeah,
they
great locker room.
They remind me, if they continue to be somewhat similar to Pops, Spurs teams.
Okay.
Maybe, you know, they'll probably tighten up the number of championships they get as far as Pops was spread out. But, yeah, I just, you know, got some guys who don't care about putting their face on TV here in America.
Well, they also like Pops, they're not in one of the glitzy cities.
Exactly.
Also. So, I mean, they can just go and play ball and nobody bothers them. You know what I mean? It's not like they're L.A. where they're expected to be a certain thing because – certain folks are sitting courtside. They don't have any of that to deal with at OKC. You can just go out and play ball.
And you have a generation of sports fans that are growing up right now, baseball fans, that are seeing something that you just wonder. I was trying to think in my lifetime, did I see anything similar to this? And I guess the closest thing I can come to it is Bo Jackson. Yeah, Deion did it for a minute. And our friend Brian Jordan, who calls himself the Rodney Dangerfield of two-sport athletes.
No, not by us.
No, not by us. He calls himself that. But Bo Jackson and that athlete, who he was, and I can still remember the game, the Raiders game against Cincinnati, where he got tackled and that hip popped out and that was the end of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But what we're looking at with Ohtani right now, I don't know. Everyone will see something like that again.
Yeah.
And
not just the influence. I mean, Bo Jackson's impact was basically in the States. This is something that's global.
Right.
That's what makes that a whole different level, right? Not just in the States, but this is worldwide that people are watching him. And so the impact for it, for baseball, is huge at the time when people say, well, baseball needs something. Mm-hmm. Well, baseball's got something to make people sit up and pay attention and tune in. And I think that's the other part of it, right?
And you're right. And here's the crazy part about this is you're talking about it on a global stage, but yet baseball could not be more regional here in America. With the TV contracts and how we look at it, yeah, you got some national games, but baseball is very, very, very regional. As far as a sport, and for this guy to come in and do what he's done, again, I just marvel at it, and I say that on the day that we lost a guy who was doing. There's two names that we lost on this day, both unfortunately in plane crashes. One in the music world, and that was Ricky Nelson, but considered one of the greatest baseball players of all time, taking supplies down to Nicaragua.
Oh, yeah.
Nicaragua, mm-hmm. Say that right, is mm-hmm. Roberto Clemente.
Roberto Clemente.
And the crazy part about it is, too, he ended the season with his 3,000th hit, right there, 3,000, boom. Right. And then the unfortunate happens in the offseason. But, yeah, he was 38 years old, lost him on this day. And also,
in an active service.
Yes. Also, Uncle Phil, James Avery.
Ah.
Yeah, passed on this day. Anyway, we are going to turn things up and be a lot more positive, but want to get that stuff out. I give you all kinds of insignificant information when we fill in here. In for the morning shift. But again, coming up, going to talk to Joe Patrick, give us his thoughts on this Falcons team, and maybe go around the NFL. Got to let you know about some money flying through the air with a casting call. I got some movie stuff I got to go on, Mr. Crenshaw, too. Maybe bring Garrett in on this. But as always, the top of our second hour, we always turn things over to Sam, and he'll let you know what's going on locally. That is up next. Sam and Greg, on this 31st day of December, thanks for letting us be a part of it with you. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.